Sefer Shoftim Perek Vav, and in this perek we start the story of Gideon. In Pasuk Aleph, Yasu b'nei Yisrael hara b'enei Hashem, Kaisel continued doing ra in the eyes of Hashem, the Yitnev Hashem b'yad Midyan sheva shanim, and Hashem placed them in the hands of Midyan for 7 years. The Mephoreshim explained the oppression of Midyan on Kaisel was considered very harsh and severe. In Pasuk Beis through Pasuk Hei, Klal Yisrael dug holes in the sides of mountains, making tunnels, in order to be safe to hide out. The Minyanim and the Mamalekim would destroy Klal Yisrael's crops, produce, leaving nothing for Klal Yisrael to eat. The Midyanim and the Amalekim would have their camels and animals eat Klal Yisrael's food and struck fear in the hearts of Klal Yisrael. This caused a famine in Eretz Yisrael. And Pasuk Vav through Pasuk Yud, Klal Yisrael pours their heart out to Hashem. Hashem sends a Navi. The Radak and Rashi both point out the Navi was Pinchas, who gave Klal Yisrael rebuke and says, and also tells Klal Yisrael, Hashem will never leave you. And Pasuk Yud Aleph, as it says, Vayavu Malach Hashem Vayeshev Tachas Ha'olah, a Malach Hashem appeared and came under a tree, Asher Be'ofra, that was in Ofra, Asher Li Yoash, Abia Ezri, the Gidon Beno, appeared to Yoash from Ezri and his son Gidon, Chovet Chitim, the Gas, Lahanis Mutneid Nidyan. This Malach of Hashem appeared to Yoash and his son Gidon, who were on the threshing floor as they were hiding from Midyan. The angel tells Gidon, Hashem is with you to save Klal Yisrael. Gidon responds to the angel, Aye kol nifloso, where are your miracles? Where's your greatness that you've promised to our nation? It certainly seems as if Hashem has deserted us to the hands of Midyan. In Pasuk Yudalit, Hashem, the Malach Hashem, responds with the word of Hashem, Lech b'koch chazeh, b'hoshet et Yisrael mikol Midyan. Go with your strength and save Klal Yisrael from Midyan. Gideon responds, I'm the youngest in my home and the poorest as well. Hashem, the Malach, relates the word of Hashem and tells Gideon not to worry. You will destroy Midyan like a single person. In Pasuk Yizayin through Pasuk Kav Dalid, Gideon relates to Hashem, I want a sign that shows indeed I am speaking with the Malach. Gideon prepares a meal and places it under the elm tree. The Malach tells Gideon to place the food on the rock and pour out his soup as well. The angel sticks out a staff, and the food goes up in a fire as with the soup that he poured out. The Malach then disappears. And Pasukov Beis and Pasukov Gimel, Agira Gideon Ki Malach Hashem Hu, Gideon sees that this indeed was a Malach Hashem, and he says, Re'isi Malach Hashem, Panim O'Panim. I saw the Malach of Hashem, the angel of Hashem, face to face. Vayomer lo Hashem, and Hashem tells Gideon, Shalom lecha, al tira lo tamus. He says, peace be unto you, there will be peace with you. Do not fear, you will not die. You need to go and save Klal Yisrael. And Pasuk Dalet, Gideon built a mizbeach for Hashem, thanking him that he was able to see this Malach. And Pasuk Hei, Vayihi b'layla hu, Vayomer lo Hashem, on that night, Hashem tells Gideon, Kach es pas hashor, asher levicha, take your father's cow, that's your father's, u'par hasheni shevashanim, and the second one, that's 7 year old, harasta es mizbeach habal asher levicha, and destroy the mizbeach habal, the avodah zarah mizbeach, that was for your father. That was your father's. Ve'et ha'asherah, asher lapichros. And the asherah tree that was used to worship, that was used for avodah zarah, you need to go and cut it down. Hashem tells Gideon to destroy the mizbeach as well as the asherah tree. Then bring the second bull and build a new altar that you're going to use the wood from the asherah tree that you had cut down. Gideon takes 10 men and proceeds forward at night because they were scared. The next morning, the people, they go, they proceed, they cut down, they destroy the Mizbeach HaBaal, and they cut down the Asherah tree. The next morning, the people of the city woke up and see the Mizbeach HaBaal, and the Asherah tree was destroyed. They say, who did this? They all shouted. They searched and found it was Gideon ben Yoash. And Pasuk Lamed, Vayomer Anshei Yisrael Yoash, the people of the city approached Joash, Hotez Banecha Beyamos, take out your son so we could kill him. Ki not hases Mizbeach HaBaal v'chichoret Asher Asher Alav. Because he destroyed our Mizbeach and he destroyed our Asherah tree. And Pasuk Lamed Aleph, Joash responds by arranging a showdown between the Baal, the Avodah Zarah of the Baal, and his son Gidon, who is carrying the word of Hashem. V'yikra lo b'yoyim ha'hu Yerubbaal. Yerubbaal. And on that day, Joash renamed his son and called him Yerubbaal. Lemor Yerev bo ha'baal, ki notas es mizbecho. That the Baal, the Avodah Zarah of Baal, if he has a problem with it, he should take it up with my son, Gidon. The Ruach, all of Midian and Amalek gathered together, Be'emek HaYezreel, in the Jezreel Valley, and the Pasuk says, Ruach Hashem Lavsha es Gidon. Gidon wore the spirit of Hashem. Gidon rallies together some of the Shvatim of Klal Yisrael, and Pasuk Lamed Vav, Gidon asked Hashem for a sign two times, for two signs to indicate Hashem will be with him in this showdown against the Avodah Zarah of Baal. The first sign, Gidon spread a fleece on the threshing floor and asked for dew to fall just on the fleece and have the threshing floor completely dry. So just the fleece would be wet and the floor would be dry. The second sign was the reverse. The floor would be wet, and the fleece would be dry. Hashem does both signs for Gidon in the following two mornings, and Gidon sees that Hashem is going to be with him. And that's the end of our parak. Thank you very much for listening, and have a wonderful day.